Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're back with Team Melly. We got Debbie and Christy and Tess and Tammy. Welcome, everybody. So excited. We're going to have our next installment of our small group study on end times and a thousand years of peace. Y'all have your book right there handy. Here's mine.
Right here.
End times and a thousand years of peace. This is the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. And so today we're going to talk about these angels. And what in the world are they doing, about destroying the earth? It was like, okay, we're gonna decode it, and you're gonna love it, and you're gonna see that it's beautiful, wonderful news for us. So if you're new, you can go on freedomforce.live. You could get the audiobook on there. You can go on Amazon. You can get the PDF for $2.99, and you can read along and learn the wonderful truth about end times. Y'all ready? Ready.
Ready.
Let's do it. Let me share the screen. Bump. Right there, boom, let's go. First thing we're going to do is just read the first little chunk of chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Tammy, would you read that for us, please?
I will. Then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds so they did not blow on the earth or the sea or even on any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he shouted to those four angels who had been given power to harm land and sea, "Wait, don't harm the land or sea or the trees until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants."
That's so confusing. That is so confusing. Like, why are the angels wanting to destroy the earth? What is that about? And it's not, that's, it's it, actually, I was just telling everybody on the in the team, Melly, I was saying that when I first was piecing together the truth about end times in the book of Revelation, this was the one piece that I didn't have figured out in the first book, and I had it wrong. I had it wrong, wrong, wrong. So I ended up on the second copy of the book. I went ahead and updated it, and I put actually this chapter of the book over on freedomforce.life for those who had the original book, so that they would have this corrected chapter. And so the angels, let me just, spoiler alert, the angels are not trying to destroy the earth. Yes,
Yay.
they're not doing that. So that's the first thing. Don't think that. All right, so we're working on a study guide. And so we've been doing, I think this is the 11th video that we have done. And so if you want to break down each chapter of the book, you can just go, and we'll eventually have the study guide ready. But we have the videos over on freedomforce.live, and you can just look for small group study. So here is this month's installment, chapter 11, which is actually chapter 9 of the book, which is actually chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. And so we're going to go through piece step by step. And it's going to make it super simple. So this was a mystery. Why would the angels want to harm the earth? But they don't. Mystery has been solved. We'll put this puzzle together one piece at a time. Okay, so girls, the four angels are standing at the what?
Four
Four
corners. The
corners.
corners of the earth.
The four corners of the earth is very interesting way to put it. And this is in multiple places throughout God's word, four corners of the earth. So that's something to really think on and meditate on. What is the Lord saying? Of course, in simplistically, north, south, east, and west. Okay? They are on the expanse of the earth. So then they're holding back the four. What are they holding back? That's my second question.
Wind.
Four
Four winds.
winds. The
Yeah.
four winds. They're holding back the four winds. So did anyone else find some scripture references about where the four winds is found? I don't have it in front of me, but yeah. Did anybody else find that?
Yeah, I just wrote down the scriptures. I didn't write down what they say,
Okay. All right.
but
Go ahead.
Jeremiah 49:36.
Okay, there you go. Yes. There's
Yep.
that one. Okay.
Ezekiel. Yep. I got all these. Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Yeah.
12,
Ezekiel 32, 12,
12,
14.
14,
Yes.
and then 17, 21, Ezekiel still, and Ezekiel 37, 9.
Yes. Very good. Very good. So, based upon those verses, okay, for those of you who are new, we are going to BibleGateway.com, and you can just type in, as you saw me do, you type in the words, and it's really wonderful. And you can find all the verses that have those that term in it. So what came across to you that it was about the four winds? What is this talking about? Who are or what is what are the who is the four winds? What is that about?
I think the four winds are, it's about truth.
Yes. So but like for example, in this one, Jeremiah 49, 36, the people of God were scattered to the four winds. They were scattered to the four winds, so the north, south, east, and west. If you remember when they went into the Assyrian captivity, they after that Cyrus the king told them they could go wherever they wanted because it was all his kingdom and they could go anywhere. And so they did. This is our ancestors. And you can follow them. If you haven't seen my videos on the lost tribes of Israel, you can follow where they went based upon their flags, their heraldry, and their languages, the language they spoke, etc. But they were scattered like seed throughout the earth. And this was so intentional of the Lord because he wants to fill the earth with the knowledge of the Lord in every place, the sweet savor of Christ in every place. And especially when we're in the one little clump, one little bunch, it's easier for them to control us and get us to do things evil. All right. So then how about this one? Similar, Ezekiel 12, 14. He scattered the servants and warriors. We are warriors, right, girls? Christy was just talking about
Yes.
that before we came on, that we've been scattered to the four winds. All right. And but you're I agree with you 1,000%, Tess, that it's going to be truth. So we're going to get to that part. But for the first part on the four winds, it was again Ezekiel 17, 21, scattered to the four winds. But then Ezekiel 37 starts talking more about come, O breath from the four winds. The famous passage where he's talking about the Ezekiel is prophesying to the bones to rise up, and that's what's happened to all of humanity. It's a beautiful, amazing thing. So he says, speak to the winds. In other words, speak to the truth, speak to the to come and blow. I think that everybody would agree. Do you feel that the Lord has done that for you in the past several years? It's like breathed on you a new, some truth is just he's breathed it into you.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's amazing. Things we never new, and he's breathed it into us. And that, of all the things that probably encourages me more than anything, is to know, you know what, Lord, you are speaking to us. You are well able to awaken humanity
I
into
think about the wind being able to carry the message to
I
everyone
like that.
that has
Yeah.
been scattered all around. And I was also thinking
I
about
like
in
that.
Matthew 24, where it says that to gather the elect from the four winds.
Yes, there's
So
okay, good. That's another one. Okay, that one didn't come in here. Where is that one?
Matthew 24,
That
31, I believe,
didn't,
is.
that was not on here. I need to, okay, good. I'll pull that one up too. Yeah.
But we were scattered. He said, go and scatter and populate the earth and do all of that so that we could be everywhere when it was time. And now we're gathering this back in. Am I right?
Yes,
Yeah.
I agree. I love that. I love that thought about it. It's this we've blown here and blown there, and we're sending out the truth as we speak, and the spirit of the Lord in us is sending out the truth. That's really, yeah, love that. Thank you, Deb. So yeah, what verse was that?
Matthew 24, 31.
31. That's one of my favorites. Okay, here we go. But okay, and maybe it says here it's from the farthest ends of earth and heaven. That's why it didn't come up. In the NLT, it says from the farthest ends of earth and heaven instead of saying four winds. So basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Okay. But he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast. They will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. What version are you reading, Deb?
This is Holman Christian.
Okay. All right. So this is NLT on here. So all right, well that's the basically where it starts from is for these angels are for some reason they are at the four corners, but they're holding back the four winds. They're holding back, as Tess was saying, this truth. And so in 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 through 8, I kind of answered it already. What are the angels holding back? So I'll pull that one up too. Okay, Second Thessalonians.
The revelation of the man of lawlessness
Yep.
is it's holding back us understanding what that all means.
Yep. I'm going to highlight it real quick if I can. All right, so we can highlight that verse. So, Tess, would you read that for us, verses 6 through 8?
Sure. And you know what is holding him back, for he can be revealed only when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming.
Love that.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Love it.
love it. I love it. So yeah, holding him back, only revealed when his time comes. This is what's so shocking. There have been a few people who've known, of course, and especially the people who've been in part of this evil, but what we're seeing is the whole world is waking up to it. This is the spirit of the Lord. This is what the Lord is doing. But it says they were holding back. Holding back. Okay, so who remembers what the Great Commission is of the Lord, what he told us to do?
Go therefore and preach
Reach
the gospel
to all
those
nations.
that make the disciples.
Go into all the world.
Yeah.
All the world. And teaching them everything I've commanded you. Right? So that we would rise up when the day would come, we'd have believers in every place. He says, when the gospel's been preached to all the world, then the end would come. And that when the gospel has been preached in every place, that doesn't mean every man, woman, and child has received Christ. It means that there are people everywhere. Fiji, Venezuela, just you name it. It's people everywhere who can rise up, and that's our job, is to go and be the warriors, right? They've been working on this for 2,000 years, which, by the way, is an age. Okay, so that lawlessness was at work secretly. We didn't know. We didn't know what was going on. We knew there was something wrong. We just didn't know what.
But we see it now. We always have seen it, but we didn't understand what to call it, and we didn't understand how to pinpoint it.
Exactly.
Well,
Exactly.
it's like we always know Satan, and Satan was always doing evil, but he was, back before it was so secretively and deceptive. And now I feel like it's God's opened our eyes and we can just see him like right out in front of us doing it, And
Yes.
so we're very aware of very specific evils that he's doing.
Yep. I just saw Alex Jones on Tucker after the State of the
I
Union,
watched that too.
and he was saying something like that. He was saying that we aren't snookered anymore, fooled by
Right.
their stuff anymore. Of course, there are some people who still buy into it, but more and more and more people are like, not, nah, we don't buy into the false flags. We don't buy into the false flags anymore, all that. So it was at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. So he held this back for all these years. Okay, so that's really good. So yeah, what are the angels holding back? And we just talked about holding back this truth about that the this satanic cabal that has run everything, and that they're all the uniparty is all in lockstep and league together. All right, so number six. So put these two passages together, Revelation 7:1, where the angels are holding back, and 2 Thessalonians 2:6-8. Explain, what are the angels doing? Which we've kind of said, but let's just say it one more time.
They're holding back the information until we all get awakened
Yes.
and what they're doing.
Until the time is right. I think
Yes.
about what Jesus said, my time has not come yet. There's a timing, a perfect timing by God that is in order, and we have to wait for those timings to get in the right place.
I agree. Yep. No doubt. That's exactly right. Thank you. And
We're to
there's
watch for the signs, and some of us see them a little bit before others, but I think we're all gathering and seeing more and more. Like when I watched the State of the Union, the whole thing, I was like, no, I've got to walk away.
was so I'm like, I just watched what President Trump was saying about it.
Yes, that's what I did. I stayed with that because
Oh, it was too
and then I
much.
thought they look right in the camera at people
And
and say things they know are blatant lies. Like, oh, the world's better
right.
because of me.
I almost posted the video today of poor what's his face? Speaker Johnson was up there, and I could not sit back there. I would
Oh,
be
I couldn't either.
doing the eye roll. I mean, my eyes would just be flipping back in the back of my head. I would just not be able to do it. So yeah, okay. So kind of based upon that timing, I think Habakkuk 2 says, if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place and it will not be delayed. It's going to be according to his timetable and it will happen. So just wait patiently for it, knowing that the Lord has it all timed out. And this is the heavenly clock that says that this was the time. If you haven't seen this, go to freedomforce.live. Just scroll down and you'll see this is the sign of the Son of Man that Debbie was basically reading about, Matthew 24, 30. When you see the sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power, and all the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. All right. So, yeah, we know that that's what the Lord has promised. So we're on the right track. Is everybody good so far? I think this is not so bad. Not so bad. So they're holding back the truth because we weren't ready. Now, I think that the people in our forefathers who came to America, they realized that this satanic cabal had usurped the throne in England, and so they were fighting them, and they almost were destroyed at Culloden, and that's why so many of them came to America. Like, we got to get out of here, or we're going to be. They came out with the, what do you call that? The cannonball, and they just mowed them down. So that's why our forefathers came here. So now let's talk about Ezekiel 37, verse 9. What is the wind told to do? And this was on one of the ones that, this one right here.
Right. Breathe life.
Breathe life.
Breathe into them so they may live again. Yes.
Yes. That's what it's so funny. Ezekiel is told to breathe, to speak to the wind, you know. Isn't that funny? But he did. Yeah. And so this is what we do. We speak to the Lord. Lord, please send your spirit to breathe into these people. And it's going to be that also will have to be in his timing, because some people were chosen for this task to be a warrior, and some were not. Because if everyone was, then I'm thinking that the enemy would do even something worse than what they've already done. So, all right, Christy, read that for me, Ezekiel 37:9, please.
Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man, speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breathe, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again." And also, I was thinking when y'all were talking about that, God uses his breath, and it's the ruach. And that's how he breathed the life in man, in
Amen.
Adam.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Of course, it makes sense that he's going to breathe on us, and his breath, the ruach, the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and that from the least to the greatest, all will know who he is. And so, of course, it makes total sense that it's his breath that is allowing us to breathe again. And we have been dead bodies. We've been the walking dead until he tapped us, like you said. I love how you say he tapped us on the shoulder, or he breathed his Holy
Yes.
Spirit on us to
Yes.
give us the revelation and the hidden things being revealed.
Yes. Wakey,
Well, when
wakey.
you speak to someone that does not have the Holy Spirit living in them, it's like you're speaking a foreign language. And that's our prayer, is that they would receive the Holy Spirit so that they can feel the tap on their shoulder and wake up to the understanding of this. I don't fault them. Somehow they just haven't receive that spirit to understanding.
Right. And it, what's so funny is you've got people who are Muslims who are awake. You've got people who are not even professing people. It's just that being awake to the spirit of the living God. You know, they may not, you know, we none of us has everything right. And so, you know, they may, it's not even about that. It's about just, you know, receiving from
And I believe God's going to sort it all out anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we're just human and we really don't know everything. I mean,
Amen.
we know in part, right? And
Amen.
we all bring a part, but those parts are part of the puzzle that comes together. And your perception, you know, if you're this close to the picture, you can only see that far. But if you step back, you can see a lot more.
All
And
part of the body. All part of the body. And you reminded me, Christy, of when our Lord Jesus rose and he had the disciples all around him and he breathed on them. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Beautiful, just that he's breathing his spirit into them. Receive that, everybody. Receive that. That's so beautiful. That's what he's doing for us as humanity. So it had to be where enough of us we'd wake up at the same moment, just like that sign of the Son of Man. It's like as soon as this happened, all of a sudden we're like, wait, the Lord's telling us. And that's what they didn't know. They didn't know because they don't know the Lord. They didn't know that he could so easily tap us on the shoulder and wake us all up. We are his army all over the world. And he woke us up and he's like, okay, let's go time. It's time. It's amazing. I'm so glad we're on the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm so glad you guys are here on freedomforce.live with me. It's so fun. The Lord has drawn us all together because we're looking at how this is biblical. Yay. All right. So now that coincides with Revelation 7 because, well, let me go back to it. How does this coincide? Don't harm the land or the sea or the trees until we've placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants. It's kind of a how does that connect? So it's don't have
Until
that
it's
happen.
time, the right time, when they're all sealed and awake.
Yep.
We're ready. And they're
So,
ready.
but it's so funny that he's saying don't harm. And that is okay, this truth coming out has been tough. It's been tough on me personally, each one of us personally. I still, when I say it to someone and they just, it's like I've hit them in the face with a brick. You know, some of this truth is hard to hear. It's hard to like, I actually spoke with this lady the other day and she had, oh, shit. Anyway, long story, but she, when I was telling her these things, I could tell that she'd never heard this before. It was like I was hitting her in the face with a brick. But she received it. She knew what I was telling her was true. The Spirit of the Lord told her this was true, what I was telling her. She knew it was true, even though it was a gut punch. So it harms us on a personal level, but even more, the enemy is ticked off that we are telling this truth.
And I feel like it's harder for religious people that have been in church all their lives to receive this. If you told somebody on the street that wasn't in a church or whatever for years or whatever, and then you tell them that, they are easier to win over than a quote a brother and sister in a church setting. They just can't they
The
can't wrap
church has really gotten us tangled up.
they can't wrap their mind around it because they've been lied to and they don't understand they've been lied to. And they don't want to accept that they have been lied to.
And this other lady who was there with part of this conversation, she's like, oh, we don't have to worry because we're escaping, we're leaving Earth. You know, that one deception has really kept people back from receiving, you know, a lot of the truth. So yeah, that's no doubt. So the other thing is like right now, I think his name Ryan Garcia, is that the guy? He's exposing
Oh, yeah, the boxer.
the Bohemian Grove. He's exposing this. We've already had people expose the Bohemian Grove and the satanic rituals raping children and all this. And we had, you know, we had no idea these people were so evil, would do such an evil thing. But he's exposing this, but he's in serious jeopardy because of that. They do not want this truth to come out. And anyone who does, they're ready to push a nuclear button rather than come out. That's why they, you know, I'm so thankful for Elon because he's put out their Twitter before, you know, we all got removed off of Twitter, but now we can speak the truth on there. as Alex Jones was saying, judge by the fruit. What's he doing? He's making a platform where people can speak the truth. This is
He's been putting a lot of truth out there himself.
Always put he's reaching more people even than Tucker, and Tucker's reaching millions, hundreds of millions. So yeah, it's an amazing thing to watch. It really, really is. So yeah, this is the harm though, not to harm the land of the sea or the trees. Do not let this truth get out there until the right time, because they'll come with something worse than a cannonball.
Well, and think about, like, I think about how my awakening, or most of our awakenings, it kind of started off small, and then we just gradually learn more and more and more and more and more. And it was shocking for us to learn it at that pace. So I think about the harm that it can do if someone is
Good point.
slapped in the face with all of it at one point, at one time. You know, it's like a mental breakdown. They can't handle it. It's like too much, you know.
And there's that, but I also think that we have to be ready so that they won't be able to start the World War III.
Right. Because they want us fighting each other.
Right. And they want it where they can destroy us with nuclear weapons. And so this has to be done. That's why I think this has taken so long. It just has to be done carefully so that it won't happen so quickly that they'll do something drastic. So I
Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, we don't know what they're all capable of. I mean, we do know
yeah.
to a certain extent, but you know, I mean, we don't know how far they're willing to take it, which we all know that,
Right.
I mean, this is life or death for them too. So, you know.
Exactly. And what, yeah, if they, if, yeah, if they'll just, if they've got the power, then they could do something very, very evil to the earth. So, yeah. So that's how you pull it together, is that yes, breathe, but not until they're sealed. Okay. Why would there be concern about the wind harming the earth? And that's kind of what we were talking about, is that it'd be harmful for this truth to come out because they might do some, the ones in power might do something evil, like a pandemic, like a, nuclear war. So, like the genocide.
Terrorist attack.
I think people are waking up to their schemes now,
Yes.
and praise the Lord for that. We're so
Amen.
thankful for that. But I feel like people are waking up to the truth of the matter, and just like the whole debacle with the state of the confusion, with Joe Biden. I mean, it's just a joke, and people are just laughing at him.
Right.
And
Yes.
I was looking at there was somebody that was taking pictures or panning through the Congress people,
They're
and
playing on their phone.
their faces were distorted. And it's kind of like, well, what's up with that? So the Bible says those that have eyes will see, and those that have ears will hear. And
Yes.
so I feel like that's another part of that extra step of waking people up
Yes.
to these things. And because the social media has been a really great platform now, and I think
Yes.
that is being opened up to us too.
We needed that. Our mom was saying that, back in the day, they knew something was wrong with the JFK assassination. But they didn't, even if some people knew what happened, they had no ability to share it like we do now. And so this is amazing. Yeah,
And it's like they were on an island by themselves. And of course, there were so many other people that had the same thought, but they didn't have a platform where to say, well, what's wrong with this? There's
Right.
something amiss.
And to learn from each other. Because what every time when you woke up, you do research online. Well, they didn't have such a thing. You had to go to the library, where you're not going to get the truth in the library, right? So yeah, it's an amazing thing. So, or on the news, clearly. So the wind is not, question 12, the wind is not allowed to blow until what happens? Revelation 7, verse 2.
Yeah, there's like okay.
Until God moves out of the way,
Well,
and
but I'm sorry. I should have put 7, verse 3. I think I did. You corrected me, right, Tammy? I need to have the updated one. That should be 7, verse 3. Sorry, you
okay.
guys. Don't harm until we've done placed the
Seal
seal.
the servants, the saints, the
Yes.
elect.
Yes. That's a typo. I'm gonna have to fix that on the yeah. So okay, so it's seal the servants. So what does that indicate?
Gather his army. what I thought.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Gather his army. Get all the people ready.
Okay. I didn't think about it that way. Anybody else have a thought on the ceiling?
Well, is it a protection? Is it something
Yes.
that might be a covering that he would take care of his own?
Yeah. I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
I look back at some of these people who have been harmed because they were the only person who stood up, Breitbart, and it's so awful to, he was killed. And not to say that other people haven't, patriots haven't been killed. I know I'm not saying that they haven't, but I think that there is a safety in numbers. We all join together, and the Lord is he's also just put this his ceiling on us, just like in the back in the day. Then they would put the seal on the king's document with this the wax seal, and that no one could open that except the recipient for whom it was intended, on pain of death. If you opened it and you didn't have the right to, then you would be in serious trouble. So there's something special going on, no doubt. The Lord is protecting us so that we can get this job done. Something different is happening in this day. Just like I keep going back to our forefathers, we're in Culloden and they almost were all decimated. But and they said we got to go to the new world, go to America, because it wasn't time yet. But now it is time, and by miracle, we are here. We're still standing, and we're still speaking the truth. We've been kicked off of YouTube or whatever, but we still. We find our way back. Yay. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually on YouTube now, YouTube/@MelissaRedPill. And I'm actually just getting back on Facebook/@MelissaRedPill. So yeah, we all just keep finding a way to get the truth out. So yeah, we're sealed and protected. All right. So verse 15, let's go to that one. Verse 15. Okay, so here it talks about all these, the 144,000 were sealed from the tribes of Israel, and it lists all the tribes. Interestingly, it has the tribe of Joseph, which you don't normally hear about a tribe of Joseph. You hear about Manasseh and Ephraim. So there's, because it was 12 tribes, there's a perfect number. 12 is this perfect number. And it's 12,000 from each of the tribes. It makes them 144,000. So, what is the significance? What was my question? What's the significance of the tribes? What did y'all put down for that one?
I wasn't sure what to put down right there, but I was thinking that maybe it was indicative of there being from every corner, every part of this nation and tribes and tongues and languages and colors and races and everything, that it meant that there would be people from every, but they would all be from the family of Abraham, and that they would be the faith of Abraham.
Amen. I like
But
that.
to expound on that a little bit, where the tribes, they're different because he had concubines, right? So they didn't all come from Rachel and they didn't all come from Leah. So they had concubines or maid servants that also had these children for Abraham. So, and they were of different nationality.
Yes.
Ethnicity.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. And also, there's a fifth because Joseph's sons were adopted. So you've got Joseph's wife is included, basically coming from that. And so she was likely, dark skinned from Egypt. So either way, but yeah, I think that's, yeah, from every, so it's not just one small group, but it's people from every tribe. Yeah, from every tribe that are part of this. Love that. So
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's people, it's the ones who are the warriors that are called to do the fight, no matter where we are or what nationality. Those are they keep coming on in different layering, but it's when it's your time to stand up and do your part, you are sealed and God will protect you. And sometimes there are people that we are losing, but they're going to be back,
Yeah,
you know.
right.
So, I mean, at some point we will see them. They've done their part, I guess. It's
Love
I
that.
hate to say that, the casualty of war, but there are people that have done their part when they needed to do their part.
Yes. Well, and at, I was it in here? I think at the very end it talks about that those who do not make it through the battle, that they go on to heaven, they will have the amazing reward. We'll get to that. That's at the very
Right.
end. So yeah.
That's what I know. I knew I was getting ahead, but that was so exciting to know that it's okay. It's okay.
Spoiler alert, Tammy, spoiler alert. But yeah, she's getting ahead. Look out. All right. Yeah, so that's good. That's good. So yeah, and if you again, if you haven't seen about the lost tribes of Israel and how they were found, so one day I think we'll know, you know, like America has the symbols of Manasseh on the presidential seal. I think many of us are from the tribe of Manasseh, and maybe some of the other people who've come as this melting pot are from all these different tribes. And so one day we'll maybe know, you know, and some people are not the physical progeny of Abraham, and that's okay too, because the flesh profits nothing. It's about our the same, as Debbie said, the same faith as Abraham. Isn't that what you just said, Deb? That's what you said. All right. Now, so that's the significance, and those are the ones who are fighting. And this 144,000, I just think it's just, anyone need have something to add to that? This perfect number. It's not an exact number. Uh-oh, I'm already answering number 17. Sorry. Because in another place it talks, I couldn't find it, but there's another place where it talks about like 2 million people, you know, it's, which is still a small percentage of humanity who's in this fight, you know. So that's what it says in the word. So don't be sad that more people aren't awake and fighting, because feel very honored that you were chosen, that you were part of, you know, his army to be one of his 144,000. All right, this question number 18. Deb, would you read that question?
These 144,000 might be the physical progeny of Abraham or might not be. What is the defining characteristic of these 144,000 according to Galatians 3:7?
All right, I'm going to pull it up. Let's go get Galatians 3:7.
Galatians 3:7. I looked it up.
All right. Here we go, right there.
Believe in the Lord, faith in God.
Those who put their faith in God.
They put their faith in God.
The real children of Abraham. This is such an important verse. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. It's not about religion. It's not.
Well, think about Abraham that stood over his son Isaac, and he had to decide, you know, even if God has to bring him back to life, you know, I'm going to be obedient to do what I'm going to trust in our mighty God. I mean, that took some big faith, the big faith.
Woo!
And
Big.
you know, but God provided the ram over in the thicket. So he's got a plan. He's got a plan. He's just watching and waiting to see, what is your faith? What do you really believe when the rubber meets the road? What do you really believe? And is your faith like Abraham, that you trust in me, God, as your savior?
Amen. So it's the real children. And it could be, to be honest, it could be someone who's Muslim. It could be someone who doesn't really fall into, you know the word. It's about someone who really trusts God
Trust him.
and believes him, and does the right thing. You know, I'm not picking on Tucker. I think Tucker's amazing. But like he'll say that he doesn't really know. He's an Episcopalian, but he doesn't really know much about it. He doesn't look like, act like he cracks open the Bible or knows the word. So it doesn't matter. He believes, he has faith in God, and he says, you know, I've got to speak the truth. And no matter what, you know, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's not about religion. And really, that's what it really boils down to for each of us when we stand before the Lord. He's not impressed by, you know, which church we went to,
Or how many days you went?
or how many days you went. Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. So, yeah, the defining characteristic in question 18 is their faith in God. All right. So now let's see, what is this great multitude in Revelation 7, verse 9? Keep going the wrong place. All right, this one right here. What's about that? This vast crowd. Go ahead and read it, Miss Tammy.
After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands.
Go ahead.
I'll keep going. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne and from the Lamb."
Amen. So you see this group of 144,000, and then you see this vast multitude from every tribe, nation, people, language, and they're all worshiping the Lord. So
And I don't bring my robe with me. He gives me that white robe. I can bring nothing. I can bring nothing, but he is the one who's bestowing that on me because of my faith, right?
Amen. Amen. So who is that great multitude compared to the 144,000? It's not the 144,000. Who is it?
Those who've come before us and done their part by praising, they're waiting.
So I think that he's trying to say, look, there are some that are chosen, but I don't want you to think, oh, they're the only ones who are going to heaven. They're a small portion. Maybe this, I always hear about this remnant, whatever. It's a small piece of the whole cloth of God's people. And they are, all these people are worshiping the Lord. They all love the Lord. The people who are asleep, they love the Lord. They're not demon worshipers, right? These people are just, maybe they know the word, maybe they don't know the word, maybe they go to church, maybe they don't go to church, whatever. They're wanting peace and they want God's word, God to rule the world, but they weren't chosen for this task. But they love him. They're worshiping the Lord together from all over the world, nation and tribe and people and language. Like my dear friend, I was just telling you about from Iran. She just wants Iran to be free. She wants everybody to be happy. She wants everybody to be one to, be safe and well and not be under this tyranny. The same thing in China and Venezuela. We're all that, and we all worship the Lord, but only there's certain ones, the 144,000 who were chosen for this task. Did you have something, Chrissy? I saw you was going to say something.
Oh, I was kind of thinking about the cloud of witnesses, and I feel like they may be them. That basically they're looking over the balcony of heaven and in awe of us, that we are the chosen generation for such a time as this. They might have been martyred or whatever, but they live by faith to know that this time is coming. They're excited for us that we're able to see this glorious day.
And I know Debbie and I are so blessed. Our grandmother was on her knees every night. She would never get in the bed unless she'd prayed for everybody, right, Deb? She would never get in the bed until she had prayed for everyone by name, all of her people. And I'm sure she got that from her, she always called mama and papa, and that they prayed. And then back generation after generation. And I'm sure each one of us has people in our past that have prayed for us. That's why we're here. I feel like they're maybe watching and going, hey, come on, cheering you on, the great crowd of witnesses, cloud of witnesses, rather. All right, verse tw question 21. Okay, so this is not from the Bible, but what is the biblical teaching about question 20? What is the end times teaching on the tribulation that is taught in this world from the church and Hollywood?
Great destruction, ability, they just all humanity just goes poof. And
And then we won't be here. We'll be raptured out.
And that the tribulation, like you say, is going to be like just total wipeout, total nuclear devastation.
Devastation.
You see the things on the videos where it's like everything's blowing up and the fireballs and complete devastation.
Death of humanity.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they've seeded our thoughts. But what does the biblical teaching about tribulation actually, what actually happens? Okay, so let's go. We'll go to Daniel 8 for that one.
Yeah.
And say for
Hunger
them,
and
not us.
thirst and lack and in need, sick, unwell, just everything in deficit.
Right. And a bunch of lies.
For them, not for us.
Right. Well, but I think though, as far as tribulation, we have experienced, I mean, we know what's been going on as far as the trafficking of children. And all the lies. I mean, just like who was saying this whole State of the Union the other day, it was so obvious. This whole thing is just a pack of lies, you know, and they just keep pummeling these lies. It's unbelievable. All right, so
Melly, though, just one more minute.
there
But
you go.
we've all been trafficked, every one of us, you know, with our birth certificates, with our marriage certificates, divorce certificates, all of that has been trafficked. And, you know, through the corporations.
Right.
And so
Right. True.
so
Right.
none of us have gone, you know,
Unscathed.
unscathed.
No, you're right. You're right. And that just reminds me though, when I was talking to these two ladies, and it was shocking to me that the first one, I'd never met her before in my life. And she starts telling me how she was raped when she was 12. And that she didn't know who to talk to, and didn't know what had happened. She needed someone to talk to, and she's talking to me. She's almost 60 years old, and she was talking about it like it happened yesterday. So hurtful of what happened to her, and then she went to the pastor, and he met with her privately, and then he molested her, and it was just devastating. The lady who was listening along with me, she said that she also had been molested. And I'm just thinking, this is too much. This cannot continue. These people must be held to an account on this earth. They must be cast out. Or that he had ended up raping an 18-month-old. I mean, the all of it's got to stop. And so, I mean, we in one sense we've all suffered at their hands, but some more to a greater, more devastating extent than the others. And this is the thing, this is where she didn't feel that she could ever get justice on the earth. And I told her, there will be justice. These who've done such evil will be held to an account, as I was just reading earlier, severely, severely. And it must stop. It will stop. And as it says in Zephaniah 3, that we will be at peace and nothing will make us afraid. And we will be, this is what the millennial kingdom is about. This is the awful evil that has happened in the earth. It's not about bombs blasting and destroying. Not to say that they wouldn't want to do that. That's not going to happen though, because they want the world for themselves. They don't want it to be destroyed. They want it for themselves. So but they do want everything to be run by demons. As our president was saying, President Trump was saying, this world is, we're in hell because these demons have brought everything under demonic activity. Demons running the courts, demons running the schools, demons running the government, all of it run by these people. You're like, these people are crazy, but they're not crazy. It's demonic evil. All right, so Tess, read 23 through 25. This is from Daniel chapter 8. And it's talking about at this horrible time of tribulation, he explains what it's going to be like. Go ahead.
At the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king, a master of intrigue, will rise to power. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause a shocking amount of destruction and succeed in everything he does. He will destroy powerful leaders and devastate the holy people. He will be a master of deception and will become arrogant. He will destroy many without warning. He will even take on the prince of princes in battle, but he will be broken through not though not by human power.
Amen. Amen. So the destruction, devastation, shocking amounts of devastation and shocking, like when these ladies were talking to me, was just shocking, you know. And this, not by his own power, as it says in verse 24, this demonic power.
Right.
He would get away with it because they all have their buddies or a judge. Their buddy is a DA who's going to cover up for them. And the one who's bringing in the, out the truth, the whistleblower, is going to be the one who's going to be in trouble. This is this master of deception. And this it's all because they're in this team, this cabal, this mafia, this secret society where they all work together on this to do this evil and to get away with it. So they destroy many without warning. So this is what the real tribulation is that we've experienced, you know, and it's not what that, because it doesn't say there about bombs blasting everything to pieces, does it? It's not, that's not what it says. It's about destroying our physical well-being, our, as Debbie was saying, our health, our wealth, our, the peace, all the wars, but it's about all this just everything run by lies and deception. All right. Now, this is the section where Jesus was asked by his disciples. They were asking, he's sitting on this, on the Temple Mount. I've actually been to the Temple Mount, and I've also been to this, the Mount of Olives, and right in between there's this big valley. So they'd crossed over with the disciples, and they're sitting on the Mount of Olives, which is just, you know, right there. So it's right there. And so they're like looking out at the Temple Mount. They're looking over there, and they're saying, what is, tell us about the signs of your, when you come back. So they knew that he was going to be coming in the end of the age. Tell us about that. He told them so many things. So they're sitting there having a chat. And we did that. We actually went over there and had a little Bible study right there, kind of like what Jesus did on the Mount of Olives. It was really cool. So this is from Matthew 24, 20 through 34. Pull that one up, 20 through 34. Okay, so this whole section right here in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is talking about this time of calamity, okay? Like verse 22, in fact, unless that time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive, but it will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen ones. So he's got, as Debbie was saying earlier, this is all in his timing. And he's going to have it done exactly right, which makes me wonder if, I don't know, but if this would be 7 years, September 23rd, 2024 would be 7 years from the kickoff that the Lord gave us this beautiful sign in the heavens. Maybe it's going to be shorter than that. I'm happy for that. If that, I would be happy for that. I think everybody here would be happy for that. So, yeah. But how did he describe this great tribulation? When you guys read that portion, mm-hmm. Verse 21. What? Let's just look at that for one particular one. This one.
Never seen before, and will never be that way again. Is
okay,
that what it says? Yeah, so great again. Yeah.
Read it, verse 21, Tammy.
For there will be greater anguish than at any time since the world began, and it will never be so great again.
Yeah, it has been. Mm-hmm. You know, in the past, we've had a tornado here or a hurricane there or devastating fires here, but it's been all over the world, nonstop, constant, pummeling us from this health crisis to this financial crisis to this war looming and all these things. And yeah, yep. That, yeah, verse 21. Where it's been tribulation. All right. So then the next one is verse.
There's a promise there, and it will never be that way again.
Amen. Thank you, Deb.
Thank I you. Love that.
Debbie's my sister. We always look for that silver lining.
I'm looking for it.
It's in
I'm
there.
Praying for it.
That's never in again.
It's yeah. in there. Okay. What about verse 22? What did he tell us about the length of time of humanity suffering? Verse 22. I kind of did that one already.
It will be shortened.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Ready.
Yeah.
Ready for that. It'll be shortened. Okay. Mm. So list some of the descriptions in verses 28 through 29 on how this might be fulfilled. Okay, let's see. Go back up here. 28 through 29. Somebody read that. Christy, would you read that? 28 through 29.
As the gathering of vulture shows there is a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Immediately after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
Awesome. But anybody have some notes about that that they wrote down?
Well, judgment is falling on them.
There you go.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they've given us chemtrails and blood moons and blood moons and
Hollywood being exposed and
the New World Order being broken. Hallelujah.
Yes. We are seeing it falling. Like basically the mainstream media has fallen. The Hollywood has fallen. They're not sparkly shiny like they used to be. All that is, you know, completely not yet, but it is they're shaken for sure. I think that's interesting. As the gathering of vultures shows there's a carcass nearby, right? So if you have a dead animal, vultures are going to be swirling around. Yeah. I don't know which you don't think the carcass is them. Or all the evil that they're doing on us. I don't know.
It's both.
Maybe so. It's both. But they're the ones that we're going to finally, as it says in Revelation 20, no, 19, it says that come eat the flesh of kings. It's the end of Revelation 19. Come eat the flesh of kings. They're destroyed. And we're like the vultures destroying and eating their flesh. Yeah. So the end is near. The end times of them.
See that verse that, you know, he prepares a table before us.
Oh, there you go. That's a table right there. Yep. That's what we have to be tough. As I was saying before, we have to have that grit. We're going to eat their flesh and destroy them. And that is not what we've probably heard in church, but that has to be our thought that we will go in here and we are going to destroy them. Every tweet, every truth, every post, we're going to destroy their evil system. Yeah.
And I'm so tired of hearing what this person says and what that person says and this star, you know, I was thinking of Taylor Swift the other day, what heard this and heard that and what, and I'm going, oh my goodness, let's talk about the Lord God. Let's talk about what Jesus says. Let's talk about the things that are really important and what the truths are and call truth truth.
Right. It's such a psyop, just a psychological operation. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Yeah. It's aggravating. All right. So yeah. So how these might be fulfilled, 28 and 29. Yeah. I think you're right. The sun, I think as you said, we've had blood moons. We've had eclipses. There's one coming up on the 8th of April. And that's the second one that makes the X. I think it's the X of them. I think that's why Elon named the Twitter X, because it's the X, Xing them. It's the end of them.
Wow.
You know what? Entheos, y'all follow Entheos? He messaged me. He messaged me. He said, we're about to see the dawn break.
Oh. Yay.
That was a nice thing to hear. Thank you, Entheos, for that.
Yes.
All right, so that was 25. And then we talked about the woman in labor. And we don't have to go into that much, because we're going to go into that much more when we go to study Revelation chapter 12. But this is the sign of the Son of Man, also called the woman in labor 18 times in the Old Testament. This is the sign from Revelation 12, 1 and 2 of the woman in labor, that as soon as we saw this sign, this is also delineated right here in Matthew 24, verse 30, that we started to see the angels were sent out to gather us. They've been holding it back. Now they're like, let's go. Let's go. It's time. It's time to do it. All right. So I'm not going to go into all that on this one. All right. So first, because our time is, we're taking more time than I had anticipated, but I'm glad I'm enjoying it. So verse 26, as you know, it says Jupiter, that she was in labor to be delivered. Jupiter entered her womb and was there for 42 weeks, which is a gestation period. Does anyone remember what Jupiter's Hebrew name is?
Is that Melchizedek?
It is the eternal king and
Melchizedek.
priest. So this is the Christ star, and we know that it's entered into her womb on the day President Trump was elected. This is very, 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 very biblical. All right, so it's a gestation period. We're in birth pangs until we see Christ formed in the earth, until we this is birthed in the earth, as it says, was that Romans 8? All right, verse 20, question 28, what hope did our Lord give those who were living during the time of Armageddon? Verse 33 of Matthew 24. All right. Somebody read that one.
When you see these things, you can know his return is very near. He's right at the door.
Yes.
Ah.
Yay. We're living in the day. We're living in the day. I love that's verse 33. Just to get them. Just to get them. Like, yeah. You guys are out. We're in. The meek will inherit the earth. Those who love the Lord and have trust in the Lord are willing.
And have hope. Have hope that you know, when the labor starts, the baby's coming.
Yeah.
It is not stopping.
I love that. Thank goodness I'm not still in labor. I thought it was forever, but I'm finally do give birth to that baby. All right, so what is the generation? Just so you know, generation is another word for age. And how long is an age?
2,000 years.
Right. So guess what, how long it's been since Christ's advent, his first advent?
2,000 years.
Ding, 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 ding. Right. We're at the door. At the door. Okay. It's very exciting. Verse question 31. What does this confirm to us that we're at the door? I think. Okay. So the other thing is a little side note. And if you guys haven't learned about all the beautiful heavenly signs, all the constellations the Lord put in the heavens for us represent a part of a Bible story, a part of God's plan of saving humanity. And so, for example, you know, the lion of the tribe of Judah is Leo is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And so we've been in the age of Pisces, which is the fishers of men. We've been fishing for people for 2,000 years. That's what our job has been. And now we're entering into the age of Aquarius. I won't sing the song, but y'all know it. that age is represented by a man pouring water out of a pot. And this is the pouring out of God's spirit on all flesh. As Christy recited earlier, all will know him from the least to the greatest. You know, you won't have to tell people to know the Lord. They'll all know him. It's amazing. All right. The last one. For those who do not survive the tribulation, Tammy, since you were already had jumped the gun earlier. For those who don't survive, what is their reward in Revelation 7, verses 15 through 21? Go ahead and read it.
And that is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You know someone who's in glory. They don't have any tears. They're very happy. So it's not goodbye. It's I'll see you later, right? Okay, so I should have had you include verse 14. I'll read it real quick. He says, where are all these people, this great multitude, where'd they come from? He says, they are ones who died in the great tribulation. And I believe the tribulation has been, to some extent or another, since this was written 2,000 years ago. But we're now at the finale. They've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and they made them white. So then, and they're in heaven in joy. All right. That is it. Anybody else have something to add from what we studied?
I take hope that they're waiting in the throne room. They're not separated from God somewhere else. They're with him.
Yeah.
And in his presence.
Amen.
And, he's, right. There is no lack. They are not hungry or thirsty or suffering in any way.
No, exactly. I love it. Thank you for saying it. That's really good. No lack at all. All right. So when we go back to the very, very beginning, we read about this four angels. They're holding this back. Now it makes sense, right? I hope this makes sense to everybody who's listening, that the Lord was holding it back until it was time, until the proper time. And there was going to be a lot of a lot of tribulation, a lot of harm in one way,
Trouble.
a lot of trouble. To it says you there. It's much. It's through much tribulation that we inherit the kingdom. It's birthing this
That's
baby
good.
is not easy. It's not easy to go through that birth canal. It looks too little. I can't do it. But we're going to have the labor pains, and you're going to have to go through this birth canal. So that's what, you know, they were gonna. It wasn't intended that the angels would harm the earth, but it was that they would. In one sense, it has been this truth that hurts. The truth of
Yeah.
this hurts. And
Yes.
so it's a tough thing that we're going through, but we're doing it together. And we don't know exactly when it's going to be finished, but we're going to get through this, and we're going to get this kingdom born, right? All right. All right. I think that's it. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Every time we do a chapter, I think it all comes together, right? We got this. We got Revelation. All right. All right. So would someone like to pray for us before we go? Christy? Christy, come on.
Holy Spirit, we just thank you for the ruach that you breathe on us, Lord, that you breathe the truth that sets us free. You set the captives free, God. And I just thank you for waking each and every one of us up to your truth to make us free. And God, we just thank you that your kingdom is coming. It's here now. And God, you're bringing heaven here on earth as a
Yes.
parent. We just thank you for that. And God, we just thank you and bless Freedom Force Battalion, Lord Melissa, and all of our warriors on this podcast, Lord. And God, we just give you our hearts. We give you our ourselves, and we're just pouring you out with love and joy and expectation of all the goodness of God, because you are good. You are good, and that it you are so good that you bring your sinners to repentance, Lord. And so if anyone has not received you as their Lord and Savior, that they today would be the day of their salvation. And we praise you for that. And Lord, we just bless this day. We bless the coming of the days and the coming of the age. And God, you are so good. And we just can't wait. We just look forward in expectation. We honor and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Love you girls. Thank you for that was so fun. I hope you guys had fun too as you were following along. And I guess that's it. We have to go this time, and I'll see you next month. We'll do the next one. And I will talk to you later.
Later.